I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Hello, okay. Guys.
Hi, guys. Hello and welcome to
another episode of the Frustrations Podcast.
We are your hosts, Rupin and Krita. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also, thank you so much for supporting us yes. in our podcast journey.
Yes.
And also, we are glad that you're listening to us because it's three continuous episodes at this point.
Killing it.
Which is really cool. All in the same season.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
We are sticking to one season this time.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We had to do it. Do you ever have this urgency that you have to get your affairs in? I think both of us have this. We can we can agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
We agree to do the podcast because both of us have a feeling like, fuck, we need to get our affairs in order.
Correct, yeah. This is like the existential crisis hits.
Yeah.
Like, let's annoy the world with our material.
I think the term existential crisis is a little bit overused now.
No, it's, yeah, it's lost all value only.
Everyone is existential these days.
Yeah, that is
what
true.
Is the actual definition?
I think like when you... your livelihood and your life is at risk.
That is an existential crisis. That makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Because you can't exist anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're at war.
Yeah.
And you're afraid of the enemy is going to shoot you down any point.
Like Iraq was in an existential crisis when the US was invading them for oil.
That sounds like a legit usage of existential crisis.
Correct.
But now everyone has an existential crisis.
Everybody. Us, like once a week.
Yeah. We're like, what am I living for?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm the voice of some other podcast. Oh my God, I'm the writer for some other artist.
Too real. Too real. Too real. I should be doing my own things, man. Yeah. But I don't get a chance.
Why am I not famous?
Yeah. Okay. But the thing is, what is happening right now is as you get older, you somehow kind of realize that you may not have that many years to live.
Yeah.
See, what happens is, right?
Yeah.
The first few years of your life, you realize, fuck, I'm not going to be like the adults that I saw.
Correct.
And then slowly you're like, fuck, I'm becoming the adults. Like the adults that I grew up not looking up to.
Correct.
And there's like, shit.
And there is no option. And you're like, oh, now I get them.
You kind of, is that what you think?
Yeah, like before when I was a kid, my dad didn't like going out too much. Right? He was just like, he liked spending his weekends at home and watching like a movie, reading his book, having a drink. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I like to do on Sundays now.
Fuck yeah.
But I love going out from Monday to Friday. Which now he used to do for work.
Mm.
So he was always out.
Mm.
So which is why he gets that one day off. So he wants to stay at home.
Mm.
And the same way, now I don't go out the whole week. So now on the weekend, I'm like, oh, I have to go out. But if I've gone out the whole week, I'm just chill. I get what the old man was up to.
Yeah, there's all these problems that are there right now, right? Like even if you miss the weekend.
Correct.
Like yesterday, for example,
mm-hmm.
I missed Australian Open.
Papa.
Right? And... I just realized as I was saying this that I also forgot the replay that is going to happen today.
Oh, so you poor thing.
Now there's FOMO.
Yeah, now there's real FOMO. FOMO is insane, but FOMO is real.
When was the last time you experienced like genuine FOMO?
I get FOMO every time other people are drinking and I'm not there.
Yeah, and they called you, but you had some work.
But I have work. That I have proper FOMO because I like being social. Any social gathering that I couldn't do because of certain sequence of events is like the true FOMOist form of FOMO that I get.
I think COVID has given FOMO for everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
because
good.
There are some people who can make it.
Yeah.
Who have to get the RT-PCR test done or whatever. They showed up to an event.
I was feeling like that the entire last year because everybody was traveling and I wasn't.
Mm.
Which is why before the year ended, I'm like, gone quickly, we'll go and come.
Yeah.
So that's how I got over my FOMO.
And I wonder if that's also...
And I instigated FOMO on other people.
Why?
Because I was putting up posts from like the hearts of Rishikesh. People like, you know what? Your photos are making me feel like shit. So I stopped posting. And then I said, I'll post it later when I'm also in the city.
As they call it on Instagram, late-gram.
Yeah, later-gram.
Later-gram.
Because it's not Insta.
This is how you know you're slowly dying out of being young. When you mispronounce things like latergram.
Latergram.
Yeah,
latergram is also what you will tell when you're leaving your grandmom's house. Latergram.
Yeah. It's awful, dude, because you're made to feel, I think we're all made to feel as a society, right? As a culture right now, that you have to do as much cool shit as possible in as quick a time as possible because you may not get that much time.
Yeah, I know. And people have also like romanticized this idea of what if you don't live till 40? do yeah. it today, live today. But yeah, if I start living today, then I will definitely not live to 40 because I won't be able to afford healthcare.
Yeah, and also you party so hard.
Yeah, that my liver will be aging 6 times my rate.
Yeah. So yeah. What would you rather have? There are only two options, okay, in this horrible question. The first option is
yeah.
life, which is full of this crazy hard partying.
Yeah.
A lot of blackouts.
But short life.
Short life.
Yeah.
Or like a really rather dull life. Why dull? But you get to live, but because it's like you so mostly sober.
But it has like bursts of fun.
It probably has bursts of fun. No, it doesn't have bursts of fun. In this question, it doesn't have bursts.
That's
okay.
A horrible question.
It just...
Yeah, then I'll take the first one.
The first one?
Yeah, of course. Because the second option is shit. This is like, would you rather eat worms or would you rather eat like well-cooked food of your choice?
Yeah, probably. So you just blackout drunk. But you have to deal with the massive hangovers.
Ah, that's okay. I don't get hangovers.
And as you age in that short span of time, each year of you, like how you said, I don't get hangovers. Like he's a professional drinker.
I don't get hangovers. I know how to drink my alcohol.
Right. Okay. How to make this question work? Huh? I'm tired. Yeah, but the, I see, this is what I think, okay. Like, I am the type, like, this is, every relationship, there are two types of people. One person who thinks, like, fuck, life is really short, okay?
Correct, yeah.
And we can't keep saving and all that. And the other person is like, no, we have to look at the future and we have to see.
I'll crunch this down to you in one way.
Right.
So if you have worked really hard from Monday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And you oversleep on a Sunday, do you ever feel like, oh my God, I just missed my entire weekend?
All the time.
Yeah, so there you go. FOMO, close to home.
All the time.
That happens to me every time. That is proper FOMO.
At this is the worst. The sleep is a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because when you have great sleep, you feel awesome.
Yeah.
But you also feel like you missed out on so much of shit.
That is a serious FOMO I get every Sunday. Like, because I'm like, I, on Sundays, I'm up at 10 at least. Like, not later than that. Irrespective of when I sleep, I can't sleep beyond 10. Although sleep is like, oh, you can sleep on Sunday. No, I sleep other days also.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people say there's plenty of time to sleep when you're dead. Cheap. Right?
Yeah.
At the same time, one of the most biggest ironies in life is sleep is such a great pleasure.
Yeah.
You just do nothing and you rest.
Yeah, you just can't decide. Yeah, we should do an entire episode about sleep.
About sleep, right.
Yeah, done. Next episode, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. But that's
a solid FOMO.
That is. I woke up this Sunday.
Yeah.
I think I had 6 hours of sleep. Mm. And one part of me was like, I think you should take an afternoon nap because you just had 6 hours of sleep.
Ooh, that's
and I was
the
like,
worst.
Fuck, I'm going to miss a movie. I'm going to miss doing so much of shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's just bad, man, after a certain point.
Like you feel, like you don't even feel refreshed after sleeping for that long.
You feel guilty.
Yeah, you feel guilty. And this happens like a lot of things. Like it's not just you oversleeping. Like say you chose work someday over not going out and then you never got the work done because either the client didn't show up or the file didn't render or the work. You know, sometimes you have those days where you're like, I can't do this because I have work. And then the internet connection goes down. The client changes the meeting time. All of these parameters.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, I shouldn't have booked the meeting in the first place. But you would have never known if you're not booked the meeting.
I remember saying no to some trip years ago when I was in college because I had some stupid test which was supposed to happen, right? And it was not even an exam, it was a test, but it was really important. And this was the time I was getting my life a little bit in order, okay? Till then, I was only just flunking. Like, literally, I'm not even joking. There was one time I was just like, just not doing really well. I was getting my shit in order, right? And I said, fuck, I'm not going to miss a test, even if no one, it's not an important test.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, I'm not coming with you guys on this trip. I don't really care about this trip and all that. There's this test that's really important. And then I stayed and that stupid teacher was absent too.
Aww.
I was like, you piece of shit.
Man, yeah, that sucks.
So that's the problem with FOMO. Like, all the possibilities. If I had only maybe done this, I wouldn't have missed that.
And there is no way. FOMO is always going to be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So which means you think life is long. Because the reason why I think that is you feel like FOMO is always going to be there, so you'll find the time later to do this.
No, because you always feel... No, that's fear of missing out will always be there because you can't do everything. Like, I can go on a 7-day trip to the mountains and come back and then think, shit, I should have done it for 14.
Or it should be like, I should have done this trip next month because right now Bangalore has just opened up and everyone's meeting and drinking.
Correct. Like, I went on a trip on Christmas, New Year.
Yeah.
And everybody was traveling during Christmas, New Year.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm a freelancer. Why am I traveling at the holiday season? I can literally go at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how I'd solve this problem? because Instagram has created so much of FOMO, right? Because everyone's documenting their lives. So I would pay, like, I would get a bunch of influencers and pay them massive amounts of money
to show their boring life.
To show about all those things that people are sad that they're missing out on, and say, like, you know what, it's kind of overrated, right? Like, for example, when everyone's going to Maldives last year, right? I would pay like a person extra money to create like this false case where he booked into the best resort, but the water just had urine.
Yeah, the beds had bugs. The food was cold.
Yeah,
everything that can go wrong.
That's probably what I would do.
Then it's like happiness of missing out.
Yeah. No, it's called...
Saw what I did there, home.
Homo.
Okay, guys, let's just
glide through. Do you know there's a legit term called Jomo?
Jomo.
The joy of missing out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like when you take a flight and you miss the flight and the flight crashes.
Not that, you idiot. See, that's the other thing. No one talks about it. Like, everyone talks about, fuck, I didn't go to Maldives.
Yeah.
But no one talks about how they went to Maldives and got tested positive there. And there's so much of shit that you probably saved yourself from doing the shit that everyone else was doing at the same time.
Yeah, but you can't look at life that optimistic. Optimism is reserved for situations where it's easy.
Profound. Yeah. It means I didn't understand it. Kind of people are easy. Correct, yeah. That's true, man. But I think that there's unnecessary pressure. I don't know if this pressure was always there before Instagram.
Correct.
Where people kept telling each other, hey man, you only live once, life is short.
Yeah. YOLO generation. I never heard my parents say it.
Right.
You know, there's a really good Simpsons sketch.
Mm-hmm.
About it's so funny. I think it's in the Simpsons movie or it's one of the episodes where Homer Simpson wants to change his life. He wants to get it back together. And he hears this clip, right? Where it says, you can do whatever you want. Live each day like it's your last.
Mm.
And he pauses the clip and he stands out of the car. It looks really dramatic. And then he sits on the bonnet of the car and he cries. He's like, no, I'm going to die tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, such a funny sketch.
It's
But YOLO is...
There's no positive way to look at death when you're young, right? Like, even right now, this entire thing of, you know what, you may not even be alive next year. It's like, I think I'll be alive.
Yeah,
most likely.
But I'm going to go by the instinct that I'm going to be alive.
For a long time.
And do it because I don't want to be at the off chance that I am alive and I didn't save for it.
Yeah, and also I think I'm going to stop. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop talking about death completely. Because you know what tends to happen is
you see
celebrities
patterns.
Talk a lot about death,
uh-huh.
right? And then when they do die, they'd be like, fuck, this person knew about it. He knew about his own death.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, like, I'm going to live for 100 years. I'm going to say that every day.
Yeah.
And then when I do eventually die, people will be like, oh, I think death is just something that's normal.
Correct. He didn't see it coming, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the older generation never had this YOLO. Because I didn't think their struggles were different.
Yeah.
Right? Like, also the lot of things that people say to recommend YOLO are usually things which like either cost money, which are never sensible decisions.
It's,
you know,
like, it's something unreasonable.
Like it's never like, hey, you only live once, so why don't you put money in mutual fund? Like it's never.
You only live once. Why don't you get a college degree?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's never like sensible.
It's just the opposite stuff. Yeah,
it's always like, hey, you only live once. You have to do drugs.
Like, yeah, man.
Yeah,
I think YOLO was invented by one guy
who
couldn't convince his friend. All of his friends to be on the same plan as his, right? Like, hey, I think we should all go to Amsterdam. Dude, we just started our first job. YOLO, dude.
YOLO, man. You only live once.
Fuck, I'm going to take a loan.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Make it happen.
But put everything else aside and we live only once. Yeah. Have you done anything in the name of YOLO?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, shit.
I think this is not that great. It's not like some drugs or whatever.
Chah.
Right?
Hmm.
I mean, that has happened, but not because of YOLO. But the thing is, like, I think it's going to sound boring. Okay, when I quit my job, that was a YOLO moment, right? I said, there's never going to be a chance in my life after this if I don't do it now.
Right.
Where if I don't, I can quit my job later to do comedy.
Correct.
Right? That was like a YOLO moment, but probably that was it.
I mean, yeah, that means every big moment is actually a YOLO moment. Like me quitting college was a YOLO moment. Because I can only quit now, you know?
Yeah.
Can't quit after college is over.
That's like a true YOLO moment. When you realize you're old, right? When you realize you're getting older.
Yeah.
And then you have to do something.
You think old people saying YOLO is quite weird? like some guy who's in his 80s and they say, hey, you only live once. I'm like, I think you lived once. Like,
like, yeah, I know.
You already finished living once.
And it brings us back to the old people do risky things. Yeah, not many.
I think they just always look back in the past and say, hey, I did risky things because you only live once.
Right. Yeah, man, it's a good question. I don't think old people think like YOLO. I think old people is like one life and it's over.
So basically, when you're really old, you can either be like, hey, I've done it, or like regret about not doing it.
Right. And from what I've heard from the people who have spoken to old people, they regret the shit that they didn't do. Right?
Yeah.
Which is again brings us back to FOMO. It's like, fuck, I don't want to have any regrets later on in life.
Oh, man.
See, here's the thing.
So basically, life is a limbo of YOLO and FOMO.
Yeah, man. It's all the same. Yeah. And you being tired in between.
Yeah.
So you want to show yourself, you want to put yourself out there as much as possible and all those risky, cool, adventurous, fun things.
Correct.
And then you're like, but I'm also tired.
Yeah. Might as well check this thing off my list.
Yeah. Like that's why people get angry when you sleep on a vacation.
Oh, yeah. Or people Netflix on a vacation.
No, Netflix is a complete no.
Why?
I think all of us can agree that is like, I think you're traveling is when you're traveling solo. I think that's fine.
No, I don't Netflix on my vacation either.
But would you Netflix on another, if you're going with a friend?
No, I would. I can do that, yeah. But also some people like doing that.
Netflix on a vacation. Why the fuck would you want to do that? Because there's internet everywhere. You can stay at your home and fucking literally do that. You
yeah, but sleeping
idiot,
on a vacation,
unimaginative
yes,
person.
I agree.
Huh?
A lot of people love doing that. I can't do that.
Yeah, I want to sleep on a vacation, but it's the only place I don't have a work call.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, this place is so beautiful and I'm not going to have this in...
This is what, a vacation is like a long Sunday, like where you don't want to sleep and waste it.
Right. When I used to go with my friends, a vacation seemed like we were meeting in Bangalore, but for like a week.
Correct.
Yeah. So that was what it was. Right. We never had FOMO at that point of time.
Yeah. I can't... that is an solid thing. Also, like some people have this when they travel... They have to do everything in that place.
Every single thing.
Yeah. I don't do that.
So they, if you're, and especially when it's weird when you travel in a group, right?
Yeah.
And you want to do your own thing. Like say you're reading a book in like a bus, which is taking 7 hours. And they're reading a book. Like, hey, why are you reading the book? You should be like,
see the view.
Beautiful country.
Come, we'll all play Antakshri. Like, no, I just want to read my book.
Just chill the fuck out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't do everything in the city whenever I go there. With the off chance that I come back.
Yeah.
I make the list of top. Like, when to Rishikesh, I'll be like, you have to do bungee jumping.
Mm.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Mm. Like, yeah. Mm. I don't want to bungee jump in Rishikesh. I want to bungee jump in some country that's known for bungee jumping.
Yeah, man.
Not a place that is known for bungee jumping was the only option you have in India.
Yeah, that's... And it's also, I think... here's the thing, but YOLO... Like, people... YOLO is always told by people who are... As young as you, the same age as you, probably younger. And that's very ironic.
Yeah.
If an old person tells me, you know what, you only live once.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
I'll 100% buy it, right? But if a person my age says YOLO is like, okay, man, we'll do it your way.
Yeah.
Everything is your way.
Don't play this dirty trump card of
YOLO.
YOLO-ness.
That's the ultimate manipulative move, right? When you bring someone's death into the picture. To make your plan happen.
Yeah. Hey man, we have to do it now, otherwise you will die.
Yeah, you will die and you will hate yourself. Dude, how fucking manipulative is that?
Yeah, but actually once you die, you don't even know that you missed out, right?
Yeah, man. You'd be like, fuck, maybe
so
nothing
maybe
mattered.
Maybe we should say you're young only once. Instead of saying you live only once. Because you only can regret it if you're old. You can't regret if you're dead.
There yeah, man.
That's the loophole.
You're young.
You
only
young
once.
Only once.
But even that would be like, yeah, when you do it later, you can't do it. Which is not really true, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, I know a lot of... Like, I've done this in stand-up, but every trek that I've gone on, right? There are at least two married people who are just there. And they're not, like, leaving their marriage. They don't mean they just want a break. Come for the weekend.
Yeah.
Just come. People do that shit all the time. And sometimes they do it better than the people who are younger.
Correct. What is your opinion on life is short? Is that the same as YOLO?
Can I tell you this weird thought that I had? See, I think there's different levels of people as we progress as human beings. And I think it's about the responsibilities that you have. there's single people who are, and below single people there are students, mm-hmm. right? I'll place students because students, at least single people have jobs. Most single people have jobs, right? That's why they're thinking of a thing that, hey, I'm a single unmarried person. No student is thinking that, hey, I'm unmarried. You're a student.
Right?
So you're a student, then above that is like you're a single person. Above that is married people. And above married people have children. Above married people have children are older people, right? Correct. Okay, and each category of people thinks that the lower category does not know what life is.
That is true.
So, as you grow older, the thing is you know more about life. But you see a person who's really old, you're like, trust me, I know about life. And I feel like saying, I think you know more about death, right?
Yeah, you've had more near-death experiences than I have. That's pretty much.
Yeah. I think that's the cops announcing curfew. No, it's 9 o'clock. Yeah.
There is no curfew today. It's been lifted.
Oh, it's just some crime then.
Yeah. Just some murder. Murder in the backyard.
Yeah, man. But what do you think? Has there been an argument, right, for you? And someone said, dude, you know what? Life is short. Time is running out.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, but it takes time, dude.
Yeah, I know. You told me this. Bitch. This idiot. Told me to put stand-up video. Because there is time. Because the clock is ticking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank God I didn't listen to him. Because that stand-up video was really shit.
That actually is like a valid negotiation, right?
Yeah.
Like people tell you anything. Like, hey, you know what? You want to go abroad, do this amazing vacation. You only live once. He said, my bank balance is 30,000. Do you want me to take a loan?
Yeah. Also, that country is really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is an ideal response to, come on, man, we don't have time. Time is short. Let's do it. Clock is ticking.
Yeah.
What is the ideal response to that?
I think the ideal response there is like, I don't think life is that important. I'll tell you what happened to it. See, the best thing in stand-up is when you have another stand-up friend and you meet a stranger, you both are together and you meet a stranger, right?
Who's doing shit.
He's just a normal stranger, not from comedy. Just like a stranger and just meeting as friends, right? Like this happened with another comic and this lady came and she said, you know what, I really don't want to try skydiving, but I've got to try it at some point. But I'm really scared because what if it doesn't work? And then I just said, such an important life you have. She was like, huh?
Yeah. Your life decisions are like my story in a podcast like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I think life is like it has some meaning for everyone, but I don't think it's that important.
I'll ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Have you ever backed out of anything thinking there's time for this? I don't need to do this right now.
Yeah, man. Fucking friends, no. My con, all cons. Okay, so this is what they did. I'll tell you what my friends did. We first made a plan to go to Bhutan, right? We went to Bhutan and said, like, this is the last trip. This is the last trip. Afterwards, we all go our different ways, right? And then one of my friends said, I'm going to the US. Last trip. I was like, fuck off. I'm not doing it.
Not falling for this all over again.
Yeah. And then they went for the trip still without me. And I told myself a bullshit story that they hated that trip. It's a story that only I've told myself. It's not true.
Yeah.
But I believe in that story.
That is true. Yeah. I've done that a lot of times where I've said, hey, I don't need to do this right now. There is time. But that's my point of view on life.
And you may be right.
Yeah, because certain things I don't want to do right now.
What is the last?
Like get famous.
Don't want to get famous. Get famous later?
Not worth it. Let me just live. See, because you peak too soon then.
Yeah, but then you'll figure it out, right? You'll go to the next level. You'll be 30.
I'll be 30 now.
A decent age to become famous.
Yeah, so now I'll start working towards it.
Okay, so this is the age.
Till now I was priming myself for this.
That's a great thing. Why are you not famous yet? So age for
just,
it, man.
Yeah, just wait, man. Why?
Do you want to be like Michael Jackson? And
yeah. Do you want to be famous at 25 and then put out a bad Netflix special after that?
Right.
Could be anyone, guys. Come
Could
on.
Be anyone. Could right? be anyone. Are the child stars in India who are also fucked up? Or is there only an American thing?
Yeah,
what
is he done?
Yeah, what is he done?
Tare Zameepar.
Uh-huh.
Started his own theater company.
Uh-huh.
And is doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he didn't That's go into cool. that Bollywood line of like, hey, come on, man. You're famous now. Ride the wave.
Right.
No, don't ride the wave. You don't need to. I mean, ride the wave if you like surfing, but...
Yeah, or else just stay in the sand.
Yeah, otherwise chill, put your feet in the water. Try to bounce stones. Do all of that shit.
Yeah, I think it's sad because if you're a child star,
yeah,
you can never have FOMO, right? You can never say like, Oh yeah, fuck, you have crazy FOMO. What
you have
am
crazy
I saying?
FOMO. Because everybody FOMO. Around you is getting famous.
Because you missed, no, you got the money, you got everything else, but you didn't have a childhood.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate thing, dude.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Darshil Safari, you had everything. You worked with Aamir Khan when you were 7 years. What did you not have? Playmates.
Yeah. It's like, oh, another. I have children whose problems I could relate with.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, hey, you know, remember that time when Aamir Khan gave us a hi-fi? So, and they're like, what Aamir Khan?
Yeah. But I think actually people live quite long.
Yeah, people do, man.
And also, it's irony. We want medical sciences to improve in such a way that people live long, right?
Correct. Now, people live long. And
but still, we have to do all the cool shit now.
Correct, yeah. And I think even when you're old, you don't regret not doing something. That's just like, it's not like it takes over your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a popping thought when you're really drunk, I think.
Like, and also, you can always conveniently tell yourself a story. Yeah, it was a little bit overhyped.
Yeah, I didn't want to go. I knew there was one more trip.
Yeah. He said, yeah. Maybe it's kind of good that I didn't watch Game of Thrones and didn't waste my life.
Yeah, that kind of FOMO and all I don't have. Ooh, I have to finish this when I start it. Do you have that?
I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. With respect to, like, pieces
you,
of...
Are you a binge watcher or are you a calm watcher?
No, if it's something really nice, I just binge watch.
No, I
become
can't.
An animal.
I can never binge watch.
But it's very few things that I've binge watched.
I've hardly binge watched stuff. I can't binge watch because I have like the fear that it'll get over.
I did have that too. And then I was like, I read somewhere like, there are very few things that you can be completely obsessed with that you want to finish it off really fast.
Correct.
And that's like a nice thing. I don't know who told that. Maybe I told that to myself. Right.
Very good. Put that on a t-shirt. Nice things finish first.
So that's a weird thing, man. But I suddenly have this thing like, you know what, life is really short. But the problem with that is...
Oh, there's a way to figure that out, by the way. I think I told this on the podcast. So you know how episodes end got a cliffhanger? That's why I start watching the next episode and I stop at the midway gap.
Oh. So you still have solved the suspense
because of
thing?
The cliffhanger, but I'm not pulled into another cliffhanger.
Very clever.
And Netflix will anyway continue playing from where you left off.
Very clever. So you know how that problem resolved. And like, fuck, I know the problem. No, I'll start from the new problem.
Now I'll start at the next one. And they usually resolved in the first half. It's all very bad writing. And if it's not resolved in the first 10 minutes, you don't care about it also. So leave it and you come back later.
Right. I think that's pretty much it. Like, because like, it is, life is short. Like this is like a great Chris Rock joke, right? One of my favorite. Life is short, but if you're with the wrong person, life is fucking long. He says that's about relationships, but I think it's about everything.
Yeah, it's about everything.
Life is short. If you're in the wrong, replace relationship with anything. Vacation, movie, book,
correct.
TV series, educational course.
Anything.
Friendship, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Life is really short, but if you're in the wrong place, it's a fucking long.
It's a drag.
Yeah.
So if you think life is a drag, you need a change.
Yeah.
Just get a life, man.
On that positive note, guys.
Yes, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
For listening to our FOMO versus YOLO bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please share your thoughts. Are you a FOMO person or a YOLO person?
I think you have FOMO because YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
YOLO, guys. See share you. This episode because, you know, we only live once. Cheers. Bye.